Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department is searching for the suspect who walked into the U.S. Bank branch on F Street in Eureka just before 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon and demanded money from a teller. The suspect did not use a weapon, and according to a police report, no threats were made and no injuries were reported either. The suspect walked away with an undisclosed amount of cash and was last seen fleeing southbound on F Street. The suspect is described as an adult white or Hispanic male, 6 feet tall, who was wearing a dark hoodie and a floppy camo hat. Officers searched the area following the incident, but were unable to locate the suspect, and the search continues. State Senator Mike McGuire, who represents the North Coast, introduced a Senate bill that will close a loophole that allows for offshore oil and gas drilling along the California coast. McGuire said at a press conference this week in Sacramento that his bill would protect our pristine beaches and benefit our coastal and state economy from what would be the devastating impacts of an offshore oil bill. Ocean tourism in California is an estimated $10 billion industry, and McGuire's bill would forbid the draining of oil and gas deposits found in coastal tidelands from drilling operations that are located on federal lands. More than 100 opponents of a bill that would remove the personal exemption options that allows parents to forego having their children immunized against measles, polio, and other diseases cleared a key hurdle when it passed through the Senate Education Committee on Wednesday. The bill is sponsored by Senators Dr. Richard Pan and Ben Allen and now heads to the Senate Judiciary Committee for consideration, where it's expected to pass easily and then to appropriations before heading to the Assembly. If the measure ultimately becomes law, parents will only be able to excuse their children from vaccines for medical reasons and not for personal beliefs. And if the kids are not vaccinated, they will not be able to attend public school. There are currently more than 13,000 children enrolled in California schools whose parents have used the personal belief exemption. A reminder for local agricultural landowners about two upcoming workshops. Ken Morgan has more.
Coming up April 28th and May 5th, a two-part succession workshop called Ties to the Land. The two-part educational series will be on April 28th and May 5th. The seminar is scheduled from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Humboldt County Agriculture Center on South Broadway in Eureka. The fee to attend the event is $25 per family for the workbook, but you need to call the Humboldt County Agriculture Center or stop in and visit or see their website to register. The registration deadline for that workshop is today.
The effort to make accessing information easier from local and state governments continues, and on Thursday, County Administration announced there is a new phone app available for download for interested residents. The My Humboldt app will allow residents to access many of the county's most popular services and can be used to report or check on road conditions, receive emergency alerts, or to locate county buildings or facilities. The app can be used on phones and tablets. Applications are due today for those interested in serving on the Headwaters Fund Board. There is a vacancy on the board, and the Board of Supervisors will make the final decision on the appointment. For more information, check the Headwaters website or contact the Prosperity Center in Eureka. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z met for the second time last night to continue its work of whittling down the request for funding under Measure Z. The final recommendations will be presented to the supervisors, and dozens of public agencies and departments have submitted requests. CHP Area Commander Adam Yeager sits on the committee, and he's not without his own opinions on where the money earmarked for public safety should be spent. He'd like to see more funding for the Willow Creek Ambulance Service, which is operated by the Hoopa Tribe and which costs between $750,000 to $800,000 a year to operate.
So there was a little bit of conversation that in the beginning, thinking that it was a private entity for profit, and it's not. And if we didn't have an ambulance service on 299, we have tourists coming through that crash, or anybody that's traveling to Willow Creek or Redding or whatever, it's very important.
Yeager went on to point out that the mantra from supporters for Measure Z has been more boots on the ground, but that getting qualified people interested to get them to apply and to get them through the process to be hired is tough.
One thing that I see too is for the sheriff's office and the DA's office and wanting to get positions, are they going to be able to hire them? They're having a hard time hiring funded positions now. I know probation was too. So we got to get that recruitment going and get the backgrounds done and get people out Boots on the ground is what I hear, and we need to have that.
The advisory committee will meet again next Thursday, April 30th. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.